Until being asked by preachers to preach places. Nowadays, it's not uncommon for a church not to have anybody play an instrument.
Right.
You know, many years ago when I was a kid, you know, I felt like it was semi-common then that people didn't necessarily have a pianist, but it seemed like for a few decades there, it was like it was just kind of an assumption that you were going to have somebody to play some music, but there's plenty of churches that don't have any musicians.
Right.
And, you know, and the pastor, and I know they're glad to do it, but it's a lot. They're opening up the service, and they're leading the singing, and they're taking the prayer requests, and they're doing the preaching, and they're closing it out, and, you know, some of them, they're coming and cleaning the church, so it's, you know, I appreciate what God has given us here, Shane. Put us together in such a way that we got, you know, the different ones that do the different things and everything.
Amen.
And some of the stuff that maybe people don't necessarily come up and recognize you for, you know what I mean? Because they don't see it being done, but it still is very much appreciated. Mm-hmm. We appreciate the Lord letting us be in His house tonight. I was thinking about that first song, Standing on the Promises of God. Made me think of what we were reading Isaiah last night. Can't remember. Preacher, can you read the last verse of Isaiah 54? Is it 54? 54, yeah. Because I made a point of talking to Bill about this last night. It was kind of that. I wish I could remember the verse.
And you know, it's 54, I'll turn it in here. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
That's it. That's another one of those verses. It's a beautiful promise that God gives us. But you got so many of these people nowadays that are on this health and wealth stuff, they want to try to take that and make it like some kind of promise, like nothing bad is ever going to happen to you if you're serving the Lord and you're going to win every argument, you're going to win every court case, you're never going to get thrown in jail and persecuted or whatever, because, you know, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And I told my kids, I said, we got a whole book full of people that love God for whom that is, in that sense, not true. Fox's Book of Martyrs, I haven't read a whole bunch from it, just little selections. There's a whole bunch of people in there that, in the sense that people try to make that verse sound, man, that didn't work out for them like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, mainly what he's talking about there is spiritual. We win either way. On the spiritual side, regardless of what they do to this flesh, when we're telling the truth, we win. But then now, in the end, we really win. Kind of more like in the way that people mean it, but again, not that we're not going to face anything or that we'll necessarily come out on this side of the grave, but in the end, when we're the ones coming back with Jesus on them white horses, and He is laying waste to His enemies, and He is literally speaking their destruction with His mouth, and the Bible talks about how that they will just dissolve away, and the Bible talks about how their eyes will dissolve away in their sockets, and their flesh will dissolve away on their bones where they stand. Then we get to say, He wins, but He brought us too.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what that promise really is. But, you know, we can't stand on what we wish the promises were, because a lot of times that's going to be self-serving and fairly fleshly. But what the promises really are, we can have it, is it's better.
Amen.
Because if we just went on this side, man, that's, you know, that's all right, I guess. But it's not really anything to put your hope on.
Yeah.
It always lasts so long. But I just appreciate the eternal nature of God's promises and what they really mean. We need to come praise this evening. Who's got a request to pray that we can hear? Amen. Remember all these. Probably all of us know that. And if any don't, Brother Scott Lewis in the hospital with kidney stones. And they were going to operate, but then it turned out he had some bacteria in his kidneys. And they said they got to get that cleared up before they can operate. Did anybody, did they say how long they thought that was going to take? Or is that even something?
They're hoping tomorrow, I think.
Hoping tomorrow, okay. So, the way Sherry talked is pretty miserable, I think. So, now, did that happen, I guess, just suddenly?
Yeah, she said he was in the recliner 1 minute, and she said she walked out and went, you know, so he was in the floor crying. So, he's crying, how do you get up?
Oh, man.
Yeah, so it just hit him like that. So, he never even felt it before, and all of a sudden, it just hit him and never went up.
So let's pray for Brother Scott and we're going to give him some relief and he'll get that confession cleared up.
There's two of them
and like, they're 12 and 14 millimeters.
Man.
And that's huge for a kidney stone.
Yeah, because usually the things are like...
Less than 10 millimeters. They're usually, you know, I mean, you start feeling them at like 4 or 5 millimeters.
Yeah.
Like, they'll be painful. And usually, if from what I've been reading, like, when one gets close to around a centimeter or 10 millimeters, whatever, it's a... that's considered big. Mm-hmm. He's got two. One's 12 and one's 14. Yeah.
Yes. For guys like us, we're not very big, so...
Yeah.
Guess we got to do something big.
Not the thing you want to do.
No, not the thing that's too big. But, no, do pray for Brother Scott and Sherry as she's ministering to him there. I don't know, is Preacher Billy Miss Vegan down there?
They went to the hospital and they're back home now. Both of them is completely worn out.
Oh,
I bet so. Her feet was hurting her so bad. I told her she shouldn't have been. So I had to walk a long way to
get
out of the
hospital. Yeah.
She said her feet was bad,
so I'm sure they really wanted to be there, though. So that's good. We've got family to come and, you know, visit with you like that. So just pray for him. We'll help them. Appreciate everybody praying for Christina's mom as she got home safe. I mean, you know, she has to break stuff by the time she got there, but she got there safe, and that's what matters. And I really want to thank the Lord for helping us. Remember, I was asking for prayer Sunday for a situation with Jan, and it's one of the things where, you know, the Lord showed me. He said, "See, I told you so." In the sense of, you know, I said I didn't really know what to ask for.
Yeah.
Because the situation was just so complicated. And I'm looking at all these things that need to be taken care of all at once, and I could not make up a way for it to be possible. For all of the things to be taken care of at once. And I'll mean it, but don't look like God did exactly that. Now, I mean, you know, there's still, it's like any real life situation, right? It's kind of continuing. But at the same time, he took care of aspects of that situation, and I hate to be so vague, but you know how it is. There's some stuff you just don't feel is appropriate to be
talking
about, whatever. But there's aspects of it that the way God took care of it, I'm like, I never would, like, there's no way I would have thought of that in order to ask for it. I've been like, no, that's not work. But really, I just want to praise God for answering that prayer.
Amen.
And being just, I don't know, the God that He is.
Amen.
And, you know, I've said this before, and I understand what they mean by it. There's so many of these guys that say, well, when you pray, you've got to be specific. You've got to ask God specifically what you want. And I say, well, I guess that's all right when I think I might have a clue. But when I don't, I just assume Him come up with the solution.
Yes.
You know,
amen.
Because it's going to be better.
Yeah.
And this is just another one of those situations where I'm looking at it and I know what needs to be done. You know, I know what needs to be taken care of, but you know, I have no idea.
Yes.
So just continue to pray for that situation, that God will just continue to move in that. And especially pray that hearts will be changed and souls will be saved. Because definitely, and we know this is not news to us, but... You know, nobody comes to God without the Holy Spirit moving on them.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we worry, what if I say the wrong thing? What if I did say the wrong thing? And the devil will just beat us up, trying to get in our heads, well, you know, it's up to us, right, to be convincing enough. And you can't convince somebody of something like that.
Yeah.
It takes the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they've heard the gospel, all of the people, well, at least two of them. One of them I've never really talked to. But at least two of the people involved have, for certain, heard the gospel. We'll just wait on the Holy Spirit to work. So just pray for that situation. Remember our pastor this evening as he comes and preaches the word to us. Pray that God will work in our hearts and use that which is given. I wonder who else has got a request this evening before we come pray.
Do you remember, Karen?
Yes.
I texted her this morning and she said she's, the swell has gone down some, but she's still very sore. And when she breathes deep, it hurts. And just trying to find things that she's able to eat. And she's trying to balance resting and doing a little bit so she can build her strength back. But then she overdoes it and makes herself tired. And so I told her just to take it easy. But that's hard for Karen to do.
That's my sad. I just can't imagine Karen doing it.
I don't know. Yeah, so just keep praying for her.
Amen. Amen. Yes. How's Fred? Is he
went to the doctor yesterday. They told me that to wear a brace for 12 more weeks, probably. Oh, he's failed a few times in the last few weeks, and he just has a hard time keeping his balance with that neck brace on.
Yeah.
can adjust. So, you know, if it gets a little off kilter, it just topples him over. So just pray that he won't get hurt any worse than he already is. And Lord will take care of it.
Amen. Amen. Know that.
Like God, remember me. I've had to go to EMT today. This is four times since September 6th that I have tested positive for strep. And
four
antibiotics. And I'm still positive. So I went to the EMT today. He said, well, I'm going to wait on the culture to tell you what to do, which that makes sense. He wants to know. But he said, there's three things I want you to understand before. He said, one is, it could just be that your immune system is so low that we haven't found anything that would trigger your immune system to fight. Or we just haven't, another thing is we haven't found the right medicine. It could be one of those strains of strep that's so resistant to antibiotics that we have to know which one. And he said, then of course your immune system is low, so that might take a little longer with that. Or it could be embedded in your tonsils and folds and crevices. And if it is, we don't want to do surgery on you at 70 years old, which I'm going to be 70 in May. But he said, that might be what it is. Mm-hmm. But he said, it's most likely a resistant strain. Okay. So if that's, I mean, to me, that's the easiest of the three to take care of.
Yeah.
It's just finding the right antibiotic. So help me pray for that, because I don't want any more surgery. And he said that is worse than any of the six that I've had, so yeah, we don't want any more surgery.
Yeah, the kids bounce back pretty good from that tonsillectomy.
But not too much.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I mean, I'm only 38, getting ready to be 39, and yeah, I'm glad mine are gone, because, like, I don't think that would be, like, a good recovery. I just don't know. Yeah.
It's not. I have an adult. It's not.
Yeah. So let's pray about that. Lord, maybe if it's his will to deliver Miss Brandon from that, I don't want that.
He said, change the toothbrush. Yeah, that's not so good.
Yeah.
He says, this is
remember my aunt, she had a her surgery today, and her other eye surgery before, it was 6 months on her. I don't know how she's coming out. I talked to her 4 months, and then I haven't talked to her since. I don't know how she's doing. Just remember her.
Okay. Thank you.
Standing on the promises of God, I'm glad I don't stumble at his promises.
Yeah. Hey.
You know, I'm not following his promises.
Yeah.
I'm standing. And it's because he's up on me.
Amen.
You know, when it comes to my efforts and my ability, I do stumble and I do fall.
Amen.
But when it comes to his promises, I can stand there.
Yeah.
I've got a solid ground.
Amen.
And I'm sure-footed on those.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for that tonight. I thank God for loving me.
Amen.
And pray for my grandma. She's not doing well. Pray for my other grandparents as well. Lord, just help and touch them.
Has anybody heard from Cassie? Just because you remember her, because you know she was in the hospital that day, just a heart failure. I don't remember feeling like yeah, I'm remembering that right. Was that what happened? Okay.
I think Harry said something about a Sunday, maybe about she's doing a little better.
I must have missed that, because Dad asked me, and I was like, I don't think anybody said anything about that. He asked me Sunday, but I don't know.
I said, why didn't she say something about that? Or maybe he said something. Do
you?
Patsy.
I didn't hear anything.
Maybe it was Miss Vivian said something. I can't remember. I don't know. Maybe I misunderstood.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe she said somebody else. Because I can't put a face to Patsy. I've met her one time, but I can't. And then I know they're reflecting parallel times for another person I don't know. Maybe because I don't see their face when they say it, maybe I was thinking that's who they're talking about.
Well, I'm not sure. Her husband Bill, too, they've been requesting prayer for a while.
Yeah. I remember that, but one of them said something Sunday about somebody was being asked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she
Oh, well, Bivens.
Yeah.
I don't guess, did she hear from her father, doctor, or she had been yet? I know it's this week.
It's this week,
Okay. Okay, give me much prayer for that. Now, do you know Gary Barber? Oh, okay. I think they're actually members of Preacher Bell's Church. I know that's where they was going when they was able to go, but
yeah.
They just live right over here. What's the spread of Rob Rogers?
St. John's Parsons down here.
The little development down in there. Gary was working on small engines for years.
Barber used to train like that. Once.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I heard from Gary plays guitar. Yeah.
Gary just turned down for the money.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they were responsible for some too.
He was probably a little lighter.
All right, everybody else is in. Oh, I almost forgot to mention, of course, remember the election. Man, it's sneaking up on us. It's 2 weeks from yesterday. So I got sample ballots. I finally got that done, and I didn't even think about it. Brother Jesse texted me yesterday. Did y'all get to go vote yesterday?
Not yet. We're going to.
Oh, okay.
So I've been trying to work on that building every day. I get it done, and we're going to go.
I brought one with some stuff marked because I wasn't sure if you actually got to go yet.
Yeah.
But see, I guess it's partly just how I think. You know, the Constitution sets aside the first Tuesday of November, and that is Election Day. And constitutionally, that is the allowance for Election Day. Not the month or 3 months or 6 months or 3 years before the election every day. But, you know, there's also leeway for the states to run it however they run it. And at the moment, that's what we got. And I realize there are a lot of voices that are really recommending voting early. Conservative voices, and they're saying that. They say, look, what if something happens? What if another hurricane comes? What if you get sick and you're not able to go vote? And I get all that, but on the other hand, what I'm concerned about is that if, you know, and I know Pastor said, so I'm not saying this, the 2020 election was stolen. I'm sorry, it was.
Yeah.
And if they know ahead of time how many votes they need to steal, that is going to make it easier than if they got to come up with it on the fly on election night.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I look at it, so I'm not telling you what to do. There may not be a right or wrong way to do that there. But I'm just saying that's why it hasn't, I guess, occurred to me that I really needed to get those sample ballots out before Election Day because, you know, people are voting because, I don't know, to me, Election Day is the first Tuesday of November, and that's when I go vote. So I apologize if anybody would have liked to have had that earlier, and they did not, but I've got it tonight. I've got 10 of them for Burke County, and if I run out, I can get more. I did grab one for the Mountain View District of Catawba County. I've got one, I think we're the only ones that are Cleveland County, right? That are in there right now. Just us and the towers. Nobody else Cleveland County? Get my word. Straightens the gate, narrows the way, you know what I mean? But one thing I do, I don't want to take up a bunch of time with this, but two big things I want to remind you of, and probably y'all already know this, it's both sides. Don't just like fill in the front and then stuff it in, it's both sides. And on the back, there is a referendum on a constitutional amendment to the North Carolina state constitution, not the federal constitution, North Carolina state constitution, to kind of preempt the ridiculousness that they're trying to get in on the federal level of letting illegal immigrants vote. This constitutional amendment to the North Carolina State Constitution would specify that only legal citizens with all, you know, it's got all the words in there, right, that are otherwise allowed to vote because there are certain crimes that strip you of your right to vote. So, you know, but basically the point of the referendum is to have that amendment that specifies in the state of North Carolina at the constitutional level, doesn't matter what the federal says, if you ain't legal, you don't vote. So definitely be sure and get down to that, and you want to be voting for that. And this should not be a political issue. I mean, it's just a matter of law and order. That's godly. That's righteous.
Yeah.
You know, that's based on the principles of God's word. So there shouldn't be really any controversy over that. You know. So, but anyway, let's all go ahead and read it all. President Penny, would you lead us, please?
Dear Lord, most kind, gracious, heavenly Father, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving us, Lord, thank you for saving us, and for all of us, and as you for being what we receive.
Does all that you do, nothing that's ever happened, Father, or that you be middle of that, brother, was not just on the moment that. Your good thoughts, most of your mercy and grace, I pray, Lord, for the mercy that you have made and have given me. And we thank you to give me some great opportunity to sanctify my body, Lord, and my heart and my mind, Son, for the labor that you called me to do. Lord, help me to be good, loving, and a good father, Lord, pastor, Lord, and everything else, Lord, that all in all, I might be glorified in your life, that I'll let you, God, that you would be exalted. In the name of Jesus, we have done. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would meet the needs of every request that's been made here tonight, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, for everyone that's got a loved one on their heart, God, that's lost and undone, like you say, Lord. By your marvelous grace, I pray, Lord, for the ones, God, that's afflicted with sickness, illness, Lord, that's recovered from surgery, thank you for healing such things. And we pray, Lord, for those that are in pain tonight, God, that you give relief to them. Thank you, Lord, for answering prayers. Thank you, Lord, for working out situations, Lord, in ways that we can't even begin to imagine, or sometimes we don't even know what to ask for. I thank you, Lord, for being a God, Lord, that knows what we need. I thank you for loving us, God, for being here with us tonight. And I pray that you have a blessing, God, that was reaching out. And Lord, that you just pour out a blessing upon us and help us, Lord Jesus. Thankful to have opportunity to be able to preach the gospel to them. And always thankful for that. I believe for most of them, it was real well received. I believe that the Holy Ghost was moving. Now, I didn't see anybody make a profession of faith or anything like that. But, you know, sometimes it takes some time for them seeds to grow.
Yeah. Amen.
But I was praying for good ground. Amen. Amen. I was praying for good ground.
Yeah.
What else was it?
Oh, don't forget about the church dinner Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Christine. That's a, y'all say it in their lives, man.
Yeah, we're having our pastor appreciation dinner Saturday.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, Saturday 5 o'clock. And if I ain't told you enough, I appreciate all y'all. If I could, I'd have a dinner for every one of them. We just have a dinner every week, you know, maybe. Does anybody got a song that we'll sing before we get started? Father Kevin Cooper, would you go get me a bottle of water, please? I'll choke here a minute if I don't. Matt, you were gone. I used just the illustration while you were out.
It's all right.
Gentle Savior, hear my humble cry.
Well, if you have your Bible, let's turn to the book of Proverbs in chapter number 16. Proverbs in chapter, you'll drop everybody, 16. Chapter 16, and we'll begin reading in verse number 31. Proverbs chapter number 16, verse number 31. The Bible says, "The hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness." That means a gray head. A hoar hair means a gray hair. Whenever it says the hoary head, it's talking about the head that is covered with gray hair. Did you read that? It says that it is a crown of glory. Lord's help, I want to preach on those that wear a crown of glory. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for your word. And pray, God, that you'd add your blessing for the reading of it, that you'd be glorified tonight. In the name of Jesus, be exalted. Give us discernment in your word tonight. I pray, God, that you'd edify us. And Lord, that you'd just speak to us. For you're worthy, Lord, that we worship and praise and give thanks to in all things. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for standing. The hoary head is a crown of glory. Like I said, I was going around inspecting and see how many of you had some gray hairs. Obviously, it's a not just talking about just having gray hairs, but it's talking about our seniors, elderly. Amen. Been doing this, started this series on family, and we just had that senior saints dinner, and I was thinking on this, and I'm glad that we do something here at the church for our seniors, and it'd be nice if we could do some other things with our seniors, because we want to show that we appreciate them. Because they're worthy of honor. Yes. The Bible teaches us this. And the Bible says those gray hairs that a lot of you were so obsessed with covering up and hiding are a crown of glory.
Amen.
Amen. I don't say that with humor. I mean that. That's the way God views that. It means some things to have some gray hairs. I want to preach on that tonight with the Lord's help. Is some of the things it means to have some gray hairs. That crown of glory. First of all, we need to realize that those that wear that crown are worthy of honor. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32, "Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head, and honor the face of the old man, and fear thy God, I am the Lord." It says that you stand up. It says, "Thou shalt rise up," and it says, "before the hoary head, and honor the face of the old man." Hey, we live in a day and time when people do not honor our senior citizens. They do not honor people that's got those gray hairs. We live in a day and time, the same crowd that thinks it's okay and justifies the murder of babies. You know why? And they can justify that, saying that it is not alive because it's not been born yet. And they don't value children either. Matter of fact, children, they consider this to be a burden on them and their careers and society. And elderly people, they consider to be a burden. They're paying them Social Security and they're paying Medicare. And we've got a government that's corrupt, that is overspending. They're giving money to Ukraine. They're giving money to illegal immigrants crossing the border. But yet they want to preserve and hold back from their own people. They would rather practice something called euthanasia, where that they would take old folks and they would put them to sleep. Now, I might entertain my wife fusses at me for saying old folks. Don't take offense to me saying old folks. That's what I say.
I don't mean that disrespectful. Hey, if you're older than me, you're old folks. I mean, one day I'm gonna be old folks too. I understand that. And I don't mean it in no disrespectful way. I might say senior, I might say elder. I don't know which one you like to be called. That's like, you know, black man, some of them will be called black, some of them will be called African American. I don't know. All I know is this, is I ain't trying to offend you. Amen. You've been around a while. People's probably stepped on your toes before. Don't take offense if I say old folks. Is that good enough, honey? She fusses all the time because I say old folks in the bullpen. She said, honey, I don't sound nice. I'm like, well, what do you want me to call them? The yearly impaired? I don't know.
You just call them a bunch of old geezers.
But the Bible says that having that gray hair is a crown of glory. And we, as Christians, we value that because God values that. He says that's a crown of glory. So we're not going to, as Christians, we're not going to dismiss people who are seniors as just a burden on society, because I'm going to tell you something. They are not a burden on society. Matter of fact, there are benefits as to society if this country would let them. Now I'm going to say this, they're a benefit to your family. Hey, they're a benefit. If you've got grandparents, they're a benefit to your family. If you've got a mom and dad and they're old up in their years, you might think you know everything. Me and my dad, boy, I'll tell you, we butt heads. But I'm going to tell you, he's right about a lot of things. Hey, I'm glad that I got a daddy that's willing to tell me and give me some advice sometimes. I'm glad I got a mama who's got wisdom who can give me some advice sometimes. I got a grandma and a grandpa, her mom and dad. And you know this, your daddy, my grandpa, he's always willing to give some advice, ain't he? And sometimes it'll even bother you, it'll bother me. But you know what? A lot of times he's right, ain't he? Because he's been around a while. That's the benefit of it. Hey, I'll tell you this, I go to Preacher Billy all the time, and I don't want you to think ill of me. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't think ill of me for doing this. If anything, you ought to think better of me. And I'll ask his advice. You know why? Because I'm still new at this, amen. And I need somebody that's been around a while. I'm glad to have Preacher Billy here. I call him my grandpastor. I say he's my pastor's pastor, and so I call him my grandpastor. And I'm glad to have him, amen. Because you know what? That little gray head that he's got, that is a crown of glory. Because he's been around, he's been in the ministry a while, he's pastored a while, he's learned some things, and there's some things to be learned from folks like that, amen. Yeah. The Bible says this. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 29. Says the glory of young men is their strength. And the beauty of old men is the gray head. When you're young, you are strong, ain't you? See, that's what happens when you get older. A lot of times you feel like you might feel like you become useless because you just ain't as strong as you once was. I know my daddy, he says that all the time. He has to get me to help him move something or something. And he said, he likes to tell me, he said, when I was great, I was half your size and I could move, I could lift whole sack of them. I lift them up, carry them around. I pulled straight out of there. He tells you all this sort of stuff, you know. And he says, I just can't do nothing anymore. I ain't got no strength no more. How many of you ever know somebody like that? I just ain't got no strength no more. I just ain't got no energy no more. I just can't walk as good no more. I stumble everywhere I go. Hey, guess what? The Bible says you still got value. It said that the beauty of an old man is his gray head, amen. Hey, it said it's a beautiful thing. I would say it's that the God of creation can count that as a beautiful thing. I think you and I can count it as a beautiful thing also. Now I want to say this, I know some of you, it's since I don't like losing my hair. It bothers me. Jesse mentioned that earlier. We joke about it, but you know, it bothers us, don't it? I don't like it, but maybe it don't bother you. You better than that. I see guys that's, you know, my age, still got a whole head of hair and everything else, and you know, it just bothers me. I'm like, does my wife still like my, you know, hair? You know, I worry about them things, you know? And men has feelings too. We worry about things. And so I just know what I'm saying is this. I don't want you to think that I'm trying to tell you not to dye your hair, not to, you know, I'm not getting into none of that. What I'm saying is this, is that the fact that you got gray hairs is a beautiful thing.
Right.
God sees it as a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
The fact that you've been around a while, that you've made it through some years, is a beautiful thing.
Amen.
And God sees it as a beautiful thing. And I see it as a beautiful thing. I'll tell you, every Christian ought to see it as a beautiful thing. I want you to understand this tonight. I say this earlier. This is not just for seniors or old folks or whatever you want to say. This is for everybody tonight. Because some of you, I want to encourage you to keep on. Amen. And some of us, I want to encourage you to reach out and encourage some of you seniors, some of you elderly folks in your family, in the church, your friends, your neighbors. Just let them know that you respect them and you love them and you appreciate them and you appreciate the wisdom that they have and the knowledge that they have. And just let them know. Sometimes, you know, we just dismiss those things. So like I said, it's for everybody tonight. But it says it's a beauty, a beautiful thing. The Bible says also in Job chapter 12, verse 12, says, now listen, she fusses at me about saying old folks. Listen to what Job says. With the ancient is wisdom. I don't go around saying the ancient. I wish Miss Terry was here. She would take it well too. But
we'll
tell. Yeah, I know Gwen will. He says, with the ancient is wisdom, and in length of days is understanding.
Yeah.
You see, we all the time talk about these gray hairs. Where do we always say they come from?
Worry
and stress.
Yeah.
But what does the Bible say about that?
Yeah.
It says glory in tribulation.
Yeah.
For tribulation worketh patience.
Yeah.
And patience, understanding. Mm-hmm. And it says, an understanding, hope. Right? And hope maketh not ashamed.
Yeah.
But maybe it says experience instead of understanding. It means the same thing. I said understanding, but anyways, it means the same thing in that verse.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is this, is that we've got a value, we've got a valuable asset in having some folks with some gray hair around that we can go to. Do you realize that some of these folks here know things that you and I don't know nothing about, that the internet can't tell you about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen? Hey, I want to tell you this. If I was to ask you, how many of you knows how to render fat? You're a render lard out of fat. And some of you old folks probably know that. Hey, Dave, can you hear? You know how to render fat? Render lard out of fat?
I can't understand.
You know how to render lard out of fat? Do you? Does anybody else know how to do that?
I used to.
Huh?
I used to.
You know how to do that, Miss Evelyn?
I never did help.
You never did help? That's more of a man thing, wasn't it? But Miss Edna knows some things too. Miss Edna probably could stitch something together with she'd be like a MacGyver. She could take like a scorpion tail and some spider web or something. These old ladies, they know how to fix stuff, amen.
Yeah.
Tell my wife all the time, I'm like, she wants to throw something, I got away, I'm like, just sew that together. She's like, well, you can't. So I'm like, well, bless God, my grandma will sew it. She knew how, I give her a hard time. But I like learning them old things, amen. Some of the things is valuable.
Yes.
You know what? And I'm just using those things as an example. I would tell you, there's a lot more deeper treasures than that, that we've got in value in somebody that's been around for some years, amen. They've been through some things, amen. How I would tell you this, I remember my grandpa, he didn't talk a whole lot. My papa, he didn't talk a whole lot. When he talked, you listened. You know why? Because there's gold coming off his tongue. There's something that's worth more than any dollar you could go and earn. There's something worth more than any stock you could buy into. I would tell you, he had something that was a great value. He had wisdom. Because he'd been around and he walked with the Lord for a good while. Amen.
Yeah.
Do you know that there's wisdom in a lost man or woman that's older?
Yeah.
Just because of the fact that they're older.
Yeah.
They've been around a while. And they've got some wisdom. I know folks that's lost as can be. It's old. And they're wise.
Yeah.
But oh, how much greater is the wisdom of somebody that's walked with the Lord.
Yeah, amen.
That's got to be to a point in life where they got that crown of glory on their head.
Yeah.
The The reason he calls that a crown of glory is he's saying that's something you've earned.
Yeah.
Them old years ain't a curse on you, friend. Hey, that's a blessing from God. That's some place, that's a place you've earned. Your knees might have got weak, and you might not have the strength that you once did, and you might feel as though your memory's slipping, but I will tell you this. Hey, God still got a purpose for you.
Amen.
God still sees you as beautiful. God still sees you as being crowned with something. God has those years in store for you for a reason and a purpose, and you know you're a great value to the Lord. And great value to me and others who's willing to look to you for wisdom and understanding.
Hey.
Bible says this in Psalm 92. There's a responsibility for those that wear that crown. There's a responsibility to those that wear the crown of a crown of glory, that those gray hairs, to not only be a help, but also that they would be able to show that the Lord is righteous to a lost and dying world. The Bible says in Psalm 92 and verse 12, it says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. Mm. I was talking to Matt, he was talking about Psalm 1, he talks about tree. Listen to this, it says, he shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Mm. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Guess what? God's not done with you.
Yeah, amen.
They shall still bring forth fruit even in old age.
Amen.
And it says this. It says, for what purpose? It says, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Hey, some of you that's here tonight that is yet standing on the promises of God. You're standing on that solid rock. You've been there a lot of years. And you might feel like your strength's failing you. And you might feel like it's about time just to sit on the sidelines and get on the bench. I want to tell you, you ought to be the starting team, amen.
Yeah.
You ought to be the ones that's going out before everybody else. You know why? You ought to be the first string. It's because you've got the most experience. You've got the, hey, this is not a battle that's fought with hands and fists.
That's
this
right.
is not a battle that's fought with youth and strength. The battle is the Lord's. Hey, this is a spiritual warfare, and the only way to fight it is to have on that armor of God. Hey, I want to tell you, those that's wearing that crown of glory, they ought to have the most strength and armor of any Christian that there is. Why? Because they've had those years to walk with God.
Yeah.
To show that the Lord is upright. Makes me think of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, where that it talks about there. He says, to conform not to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, amen, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For this is our reasonable service. It's reasonable of God to ask us to serve him.
Yeah.
Guess what? When you get that crown, it don't mean that you're finished.
Right.
It means that you're still in the race, amen?
Yeah.
You know when Jesus said it is finished, right before that he gave his life for you and I.
Yeah.
That's when it's finished. Whenever he calls you home. But till then, he's got a purpose for you and I. He's got a purpose for even those that wears that crown of glory. Even in the old days, he said that they shall bring forth fruit in old age. They'll still bring forth fruit, amen. They'll be like that tree. Brother Matt was talking about trees to me earlier. He said, I'm glad you said what you said. Amen. He said, trees, you know, he said, they stand firm. Amen.
Yeah.
They don't move. You ever seen a tree move? Mm-hmm. I've seen them get blown over.
Yeah.
But this ain't that kind of tree.
Right, amen.
This tree is founded on a rock.
Amen.
And it's rooted in, and it ain't going nowhere.
Amen.
And it ain't getting up and walking off. It's standing on some promises. He also is talking about how the tree's unchanging. You know, it might go through times whenever its leaves fall off, and it might go through times whenever It's not bearing as much fruit, but it still stays the same. Just as God's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I'll tell you, don't just feel like you can just set it out and let the younger folks have it. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a purpose for you.
Yes.
There's value that you can have for the house of God, for your family, and for others. Like I said, this is part of that series on family.
Yeah.
I want you to realize the purpose and the great calling that you have. And I want us to realize, me and everyone else that's not at that age yet, to realize what value it is to have those people around.
Yeah.
I was over at that senior dinner the other night, and what a blessing it was for me to be a part of that. I appreciate y'all letting me and my wife come and join y'all in that. And just to see how blessed we were to have so many good, wise, older folks around that I could lean on, that I know that we can look to, that's been through life. They've walked with God, and they've served God, and they've been faithful to the house of God, and been faithful to God. And I said, that's what I want to do. I want to finish well. I'm glad I've got people I can look up to, amen. I'm glad I've got people around that I can look to. Another thing Brother Matt said is, he said something I've never thought about before. He said this is something he'd never thought about, and I never thought of it either until he told me tonight. He said, you know, the funny thing about a tree is too, he said, it's got value even after it's dead.
Yeah.
Finish well.
Yeah.
My grandpa's been gone now several years.
Yeah.
He's still helping me.
Yeah.
He ain't got no little angels following me around taking care of my business. I'm talking about the time he spent with me down here on earth.
Yes.
It's still helping me.
Yes.
I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Thankful for that. Not only can you be a help to them that are lost, but also, I think you called wearing that crown of glory to be an example to the church, and to teach and to exhort by example. The Bible says in Titus chapter 2, verse 2, it says, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober. Now Titus, now he's got a good way to put it, aged men. I like that. He says, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. That the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. In all things show thyself a pattern of good works. Talking about patterns earlier, that song says that these folks, the ones that wear this crown of glory, older folks, that they're called to show a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you.
Amen.
I've been bragging here on the folks that's got the gray hairs, and I want to encourage y'all, someone preach to you a little bit. Sad reality is, a lot of times, some of the biggest problems that churches have is these folks that wish to have a crown of glory. Mm. I've seen it. You know why? It's because of this. I probably shouldn't say this. I'm going to, though. Mount Calvary, we used to make a joke when I was lost about the women in that church. Most of them dead and gone now. I hope I don't offend anybody that's ever been to any of them, but I ain't gonna say their names. But whenever Facebook first came out and people was on Facebook, we used to, you know, say they don't need Facebook, they got phone book.
Yeah.
Because they can call each other, tell everybody, each other, all the news going on in the community.
Yeah.
And it wasn't never nothing exciting, good about nobody. It's always what such and such done, who's getting divorced, who's cheating on who, the preacher's power's crooked, and who does, I mean, it wasn't never nothing good. It's always gossip. That's what it was. That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a shame. Let me tell you something, folks. If you got them gray hairs, if you compromise, others will compromise.
Yeah. Amen.
Let me tell you something. I look up to you.
Yeah.
Brother Glenn, I look up to you.
Yeah.
Brother Glenn, I look up to you. You got gray hairs. I'm sorry. It's a fact. I know you ain't that old yet. Brother Tony, I look up to you. I wish Preacher Billy was here. I look up to him so much. Brother A.D.,
yeah.
I look up to you.
Yeah.
I do. I look up to you. You know why? Because these men's been around a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. They've got some things to learn. But I want to say this. Don't let me down, please. Don't let me down.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to put too much, I don't mean to put too much burden on you. All I'm saying is just stay with God. Because I want to say this. That if you compromise, others will think it's all right. God, I've seen people in families that say, how many times you heard them say, well, you know, even grandpa done this.
Yeah.
Even grandma will do this every now and then.
Yeah.
You know why they say even? Because what they're saying is this. Hey, of all the people we know that's good and holy and righteous, grandma's better than all. But even she'll do this.
Yeah.
If you compromise, you will be the standard.
Yeah.
You got that crown of glory on your head. I don't care if people's looking up to you, whether you know it or not. Hey, don't compromise and say a dirty word you know better to say. Don't compromise and go to the liquor store and get something you ain't supposed to have just because you got something going on. Hey, I want to say this. If you need something, the Bible says use wine. All right? Liquor is a different thing. The Bible says not to have strong drink. I want to say this. Whenever it talks about using wine, it means wine. And it means something that comes from a grape that is not hard liquor, okay? That's what the Bible's talking about. I want to say this. If you go to the liquor store and you buy some kind of hard liquor, I don't care if it's for your brother or whatever else it is. Hey, the man at the liquor store knows about it. Hey, if you get it from anywhere else, they know about it. And I promise you they'll use that as something against you.
Yeah.
And I'm just using that for example. If you backbite and gossip, and others hear that, they'll do the same. The Bible says for the men, it says that they be sober, they be grave, temperate, sound in faith and charity and in patience. Having patience, waiting on God, trusting God. Let others see that. Teach the young men that. And it says this. It says, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers. Not given to much wine. Can I just say, I think it's funny that he tells the women, the older women, not to be false accusers. He doesn't tell that to the men. But men's just as bad as women. But I think even Paul, in his day, you know, I think that was probably a thing back then. That's nothing new to today. Women, they like to gossip. Which men gossip too.
Yeah.
They're just as bad. And it ain't right for either one of them.
Yeah.
Does the age women likewise to be good behavior, not false excuse, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. You know why? A lot of times we see in churches nowadays these young women come in and they got their skirts up to here and they got their shirts cut down to here. I'm going to tell you why. It's because they've seen the older women care more about what people look like than about what the Word of God says.
Yeah.
I've been to church many times and I've lived and I've heard people talk more about such and such as blouse was ripped or this and that other than what the preacher preached on.
Yeah.
Fact. Don't care so much about what people look like. Worry about what the Word of God says and teach that.
Amen.
Show that. Older men need to show younger men what it means to follow God, to stick with God even in the tough times.
Yes.
Don't grow in distress. Trust God. Hey, you've been through enough times, older men. You've been through enough pains in your life that you've seen God come through so many more times than I have. Let me see that. Let others see that. That we might be encouraged. There ain't nothing blesses me like hearing an old man of God or an older man that's walked with God, old Carl Bishop. I remember he wasn't no preacher, nothing like that. He wasn't perfect. But I'm going to say this. I remember whenever he was sick and he was hurting. And you know, I remember he called me. It's one of the toughest men I ever knew. That's the honest to God truth. One of the toughest men I ever knew. He called me crying. Oh, it broke my heart to hear. He called me and say, he'd say, "Brother," he said, "pray with me." He'd say, "I'm hurting so bad I can't take it." He'd say, "I just can't take it. Just pray God, just take me on. I don't want to be here no more. I can't take it," he'd say. He'd be hurting that bad. We'd get to praying, and he'd get to praying, and he'd just get to brag on God. In the midst of him crying out in pain, he'd say, "God, if it ain't your will, take it." He'd say, "Let me live. I know I deserve worse." He'd say, "God, I know you're good either way. But Lord, if you will, just take this pain." You know what? Sometimes God takes the pain. Sometimes God wouldn't. But guess what? He kept on bragging on God. You know what that made me? I respected that man. I looked up to that man, and I still do. Even though he's dead and gone, I ain't never forgot that. And all the times I catch myself whining and complaining, I think about Carl, and I kick myself behind him. I say, "Get up. Be a man. Keep it going on. There's others watching you. Hey, the devil will know nothing more than me to fall, stumble, whine, and rumble, complain about it. Hey, I want to tell you this. Hey, I can plead my case to God. I'm glad I got a God that hears me and cares enough about me to hear what I've got to say. But I want to say this. I'm still going to praise his name and brag on him because I know he's good."
Amen.
He's always been good. Teach those things. The Bible says in Psalm 71, verse 18, prayer that is prayed says, "Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not." You ought to have a desire for God to be with you even when you growing old. Whether it's to go to a home, a rest home, whether it's that you ain't able to do the things you once able to do, have a desire God still be with you. I believe most of you desire that. Everybody desires that. It's a Christian. But that's not the end of it. He says, "Also when I'm old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not until He said, "I've got something I'm wanting to do." He said, "I've got some business I'm wanting to finish." He said, "Until I have shown thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come."
Yeah.
How can you forever sing your saint of God? You ought to have a desire that God be with you for this purpose, that the generation coming up in front of you would see your faithfulness, and they'd see God magnified through your life, and they'd see God working in you, and that even ones that are not yet to come, that you'd leave a legacy. Hey, I'll tell you right now, my young ones will have young ones that never met my grandpa, that will hear stories about my grandpa. Hey, I'm going to tell you, Preacher Billy will have great-great-grandkids, and they'll be telling stories about great-great-grandpa Billy that they never even met and how that he served God. And I will tell you, how many of you's got a grandma or grandpa, somebody in your life that you never even known or met, and yet you've heard these stories? I've heard many stories about my mama's grandma. I know you knew my mama in heart and how faithful she was, but you probably didn't know the whole story of it, did you? But yet you've heard more than you've seen, didn't you? Because, you know, she was already up older. But yet she was faithful, wasn't she? Amen. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having a legacy of faithfulness to leave behind. Amen. He says, this is what the prayer was prayed. He said, "Lord, when I'm old, forsake me not until I've shown this generation thy faithfulness, thy goodness." He said, "And even the ones that is yet to come."
Yeah.
Have a desire to leave behind a godly legacy.
Amen.
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 Psalm 48 and verse 14 says this: "For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death." Guess when God's done with you? not till the very end.
Hey.
Said he'll be our guide. He's walking with you. He's leading you right along. Yeah. There ain't nothing that you fell out. Hey, these people's got old, got dementia, don't even know their name anymore. My mama's getting in bad shape. She don't know a lot anymore. It breaks my heart. It hurts me. I'll be honest with you, I ain't went to see her in a few weeks because I'm dreading it. I'm just dreading it. So last time I seen her, she wasn't herself, and it really bothered me. And I'm just dreading going back. I'll pray for me, God, and give me the strength to just go back over. I want to see her again before she leaves this world. But I'm dreading it because I'm weak. I am, and I don't want to see her like that. But I know this, that God's working in it. I know this, that God wouldn't take her there unless he had a plan in it.
Yeah.
And I know this, that he's still guiding her, amen.
Yeah.
He's still leading her, walking with her. You know, why? Because the word of God tells me so.
Yeah.
Amen. I guarantee you this. She's going to have peace, you know, why? Because she's got one that walks with her, amen. One that's better than that sticketh closer than a brother, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Hey.
Don't feel like that your journey is over. It ain't finished yet. I'm going to read this. Isaiah, I'm going to read this. This is the last scripture I'm going to read. Isaiah 46 and verse 4 says this. And even to the old age I am he, and even to the hoar hairs will I carry you.
Yeah.
I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Mm-hmm. He's just as big of a God in your old age as he was in your young age.
Yep.
The same God that saved you is just as big of a God now as he was back then. He's not done with you. Guess what? One day he is going to deliver you to that great marriage supper of the Lamb, that where he is, you may be also. And I will say, until that day comes, to live is for Christ. Hey, but to die is gain. You ain't got nothing but to look up. Now they say everything's down with you after 40. Hey, I disagree for the Christian. Everything's looking up. Amen. I don't care how old you are. If you've been saved by the grace of God, you ain't got nowhere to look but up. Hey, this body might go down, but the strength is renewed day by day. Hey, I'm going to tell you, the inner man gets renewed, amen, because it's kept by the power of the Holy Ghost, the seal of God, through Jesus Christ and his blood shed on Calvary. Hey, he's not done with you yet. Amen. He said, I am he. He said, I'm with you even yet to your old age. Going back to Proverbs 16, it says, those hoar hairs, those gray hairs are a crown of glory. If it be found in the way of righteousness, It's only a crown of glory. If it be found in the way of righteousness, stick with God.
Hey.
Paul said that he had run a good race. He said, I finished my course. I fought a good fight. He'd done what he wanted. He finished well. He was happy about going to get his head cut off.
Yeah.
Because he said, man, he said, I ain't earned my testimony. I ain't messed up. I've stuck with God. He said, I finished well.
Yeah.
He said, praise God. Whenever it come time for death to approach unto him, he still trusted the Lord.
Yeah.
I want to say this, finish well. Don't give up. Don't get out of the fight. Don't sit on the sidelines. Hang in there and finish well.
Hey.
I want to tell you, younger Christians, you youngins even, hey, look to those that's got those crowns of glory on their heads. Hey, you can look up to them. Hey, you see how that they've served God. They're still in the fight. You respect them. You love them. You give them admiration. I want to tell you this. Hey, you better value what they got to say.
Yeah.
Amen. Look to them as an example to finish well. Y'all was here for the revival meeting. Y'all remember that one night I was talking about, I said the preacher Doug was here, Doug Woody, and preached upon the land.
Yeah.
I said, that's two of my heroes.
Yeah.
What I meant by that is I said, you know, Jesus is an unreachable goal.
Yeah.
Till one day when I'm made like him, right?
Yeah.
But while I'm on this earth, I said, I got some men I can look to.
Yeah.
Preacher Billy. Preacher Tony Land, Preacher Doug, men that are reachable goals.
Yeah.
And I see them in their older years. They're finishing.
Yeah.
Finishing well.
Amen.
Preacher Billy's 85. Is he 85, 86? 85. He's 85 years old. Honest truth is, he ain't got a whole lot of more years.
Yeah.
But he's finishing well.
Yeah, amen.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
That's what we all want to do.
Yeah.
Finish well.
Amen.
I hope it's going to help you tonight.
Amen.
All right.